Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a mother and child encounter a mysterious man on their property. A man that is believed to have died in the 1940s.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you really like the show and you want access to all of our bonus episodes, 300, some of those to binge away on, get access to our archive. You also get advanced episodes of the show with no commercials in. You get our ebook, you get our audiobook, you get all sorts of great extras as an EPP. Then sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Sign up for an annual membership on either of those platforms now, and you get 1 month free. So there's a nice little extra for you as well. It's Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again. How are you this fine day?
Did you have me muted?
Well, I did at the beginning because you always tell me to. And if I don't, you make it mad at me.
I make it mad at you?
You get mad at me.
Oh, I thought you said I make it mad at you.
You and make I'm like, it.
What?
You make it mad at me. I don't want to tell you what it is, though. No, I said you get mad at me because sometimes you're having a snack or something because you're coming in from doing something else right at the beginning. And so.
I know. It sounds like I just sit and eat all the time, but sometimes during the show is the only time I can sit and eat a snack or something.
Sure.
Between doing chores and housework and stuff. So, yeah. No, I'm not eating right now.
So I've just, it's become a habit. So that's what I do. I just press mute until it's your turn. And then sometimes I forget I have to press the button. So there we go. It's like that even off the air too. I have a button that I press and it's kind of weird, but you know, make it work.
I broke that button long ago.
855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost story with us. Let's go to our first story of the day. I'm going to press your button.
Okay.
In case you want to enjoy some. Is there edamame over there
There's
anymore?
There's nothing over here right now.
Where'd the edamame go? Did Harper eat it all?
No, I put it away because I just was tired of it.
I don't know what's on that side of the desk. You and Harper, it's kind of your
space. An empty plate.
Yeah. There you go. All right. It's probably had cookies or something. Let's go to our first story. It says, hello, Tony and Jenny. I love your show so much. Recently called in with a paranormal experience I heard years back. Then I remember this other time I had an odd occurrence and thought I'd share it too. This happened in a small town called Listowel, located in Ontario, Canada. To begin the story, let's go back to the 1960s when my mom's grandmother lived in a big house on one of the residential streets in that town. My mom always said to me that the big house was creepy, being it was a very old-looking house, built to resemble houses from the turn of the century, from what I saw when I visited it in recent years. That house, at one point, back earlier than the 1960s, was used for workers to stay as they were moving across the province doing different labor jobs. Fast forward to now, my family lives in a different city, and we often drive to Listowel to see that house. On one time, my mom and I were walking past it, and an older gentleman who we had never seen at that house before emerged from the side yard of the house. He then approached us and started talking about someone my mom knew about from years past. I remember that I was younger when we saw this man and that I got a weird feeling around him. Don't get me wrong, he was a nice man, but something seemed very strange. Being the kid I was, I shrugged it off and kept listening to him and my mom talk. He then went into extreme detail about the person I said he was talking about from a while back. The creepy part was the person who my mom knew about that he was talking about had died in the 1940s. This man was talking to us probably about 60 or 70 years old. Not old enough to have known this much information about the person who passed away in the 40s. After their conversation, my mom and I kept walking on the sidewalk. And when I looked back, that man, the man who we had never seen before at that house, who seemed to know too much about the person my mom knew about, who had died before this man's time, well, he wasn't there when we looked back. I wondered where he could have gone so fast and the fact that he had seemed to emerge from out of nowhere in the first place. As the years have gone by, my mom and me, I've never seen this man again on that property, and we had never seen him prior to our encounter with him. The only person who lives there and have since as far back as I can remember are a group of older women who we see sitting on the front porch in the summer. This man who we never saw before was never with them at all. Now that we think about it, I wonder if this man was possibly from another time, a different dimension, not one of ours. I personally thought maybe he saw everything in his time, and we saw everything in ours, and somehow we both had an interaction. We both had an interaction as if from two different times. It was very strange, and I'll never forget that weird feeling I had about him when I saw him. I guess this is a message to trust your gut when it comes to suspicious happenings. Never seen him since. My mom might go and ask the occupants of the house if they know anything about the man, and I'll get an update to the story if we get that information. Anyways, you guys keep up the awesome work. Love listening to you both. You're like family to me. Have an awesome day.
I was thinking a ghost talking about another ghost.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if he disappeared, that's... He was probably a ghost, but it was like, how did he have all this knowledge? At first, I was thinking, okay, the man that died in the 40s was coming through this gentleman to pass on a message or share information or something. Mm-hmm. But then when this guy disappeared, then I was like, okay, it's a ghost talking about a ghost.
Well, it's really, you know, one of two things here. Either this individual really knows their history of if it's a family member or whatnot somehow, mm-hmm. you know, because some people can really, you can dig into stuff, you know,
yeah.
Now we have but to know such sometimes really personal things and such specific details, there are certain things that only one who lived at the time with someone else would be able to tell in that perspective. Mm-hmm. There's only so much you can get from, you know, pictures or writings and things of that nature. You get a good idea. You get pretty damn descriptive and probably get a lot of it out of it. But, you know, there's something to be said, though, of hearing an account from someone who literally lived through that time period with that individual. It's just different.
It is.
And so I get from the story that they were getting that vibe of like, the way you're speaking, it doesn't logically add up time wise as to how that would possibly be. That or that person is just really good at expressing, you know, things from another time in a way as if they were part of it.
But then vanish?
Well, I mean, that part, I don't know. I mean, he did kind of come out of nowhere. So maybe he went back from nowhere where he came from out of the side of the house or something. I think the real big thing to do to kind of get more perspective on the story and who that guy might be is to talk to the women mm-hmm. who live there. Just, you know, they're out on the porch someday. Just, hey, I got a question for you. This is interesting. I used to live here. I have a lot of family history. A couple of years ago, we were walking down the street and a gentleman came out from the side over here and started talking to me about so-and-so. I never caught his name. Do you know who that is? And you just describe who he was. Don't go ghostly mm-hmm. right away. Just play it like who is that guy I was talking to? Just curious if you know, because he seemed to know a lot about the place and, you know, us. And see what their reaction is. And I think you'll get all you need to know from their reaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's either going to be, oh my God, we know about this. This is not the first time this has happened. We seem to, or other people have said this. Or they're going to be completely confused and have absolutely no idea what the hell you're talking about.
So either way, it confirms the ghost.
Or that's Lenny. He lives in the crawl space and we let him live down there for free.
Okay.
You know, it could be Lenny in the crawl space. Mm-hmm. You never know. Lenny, come here. And then he comes out and it's Lenny. And he has something where he doesn't age and he just seems to look younger than his days. He's really 112.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know it was Lenny and then he's 112 because there is no longer the Smucker's happy birthday being delivered on the Today Show anymore by who did the birthday thing.
My brain has shut off, so I don't know.
Your brain has shut off. He was one of the morning weathermen.
Al Roker?
No, Roker does it. I don't. Maybe it was a different network than NBC. Maybe it was CBS this morning.
My brain is done with this.
Weather.
Oh.
Men. Morning weathermen.
You're gonna get like a calendar that's gonna pop up with guys and ties, and that's it.
That'd be a weird calendar. It's like
a Chippendales weatherman calendar.
Awkward weathermen. I forgot who did it, but I don't know if he's, I'm sure he's not doing it anymore because he was older back then, but he would always be the guys like, and, you know, Edna whatever is turning 107 today. Happy birthday, Edna.
They send her an umbrella.
Yeah. And now here's a look at the weather where you are. That sort of a deal. Let's go to our next story. Our number is 855-853-4802. I'm going to get like 20 emails all telling me who it is. And I thank you in advance for that. It says, hi, all. Mags here from South Africa. I wrote in on another podcast of yours about my next door neighbor's house that I've named the Demon House. My mother can see and speak to the dead. Due to her parents being heavy religious, she cannot openly speak about her gift. Then I came and I believe in the paranormal and research everything about it. When I was 32 years old, I became a full practicing Wiccan. So I know how you protect and reverse any negative spells and hauntings. And when my mother finally opened up about her gift, it was after my father's murder in 2007. I was the only one in the family that accepted it and taught her how to best accept and communicate with the spirits. My mother visited the Demon House with her friend, also psychic, that wanted to buy it and saw a man hanging, a bloody person and a demon. And to get in depth, the demon mentioned his name and the hanging man kept screaming, help me. The bloody person was begging to be helped. They both hightailed it out of that house. A priest has since bought the house and rents it out. Well, between getting people that had a son that did things with the dog they owned, my mother rescued, and having a witch doctor that I had to go spiritually.
Okay.
What?
Having a son that did things with the dog they owned and the mother had to rescue. And you're just going to let that go.
What? What's wrong?
That's like your favorite thing. Not to do, but to talk about because you think it's hilarious. It's
like your favorite thing.
It's like your favorite thing.
You want an I, and I even changed the words.
Did you put that in there?
No, I didn't put it in here.
Okay.
It says, well, between getting people that had a son that rapes a dog they own, but I said did things to make it a little more appropriate. But yeah, you got the gist.
It's a good thing there's a T on that.
Why'd you let him do it to you, Snuckles? Horrible. And having a witch doctor that I had to go spiritually head to head with, it's been crazy. My mom owns her house and we will only sell it when we immigrate. The house has been given to me as my mother's health has worsened and I take care of her. My mother has offered to help in cleansing the house so the priest can stop getting these horrible people that get traumatized by the demon and ultimately leave in the dead of night, leaving all their possessions. He refused and deemed as witches, even blaming us for his renters leaving and not paying their rent. We hate this house so much that when the witch doctor moved in, she would do constant nightly rituals. So when she saw me salting my property line and protecting the house, she turned her negative spells towards me, even by putting a decapitated crow's head on my driveway. I reversed the curse, and next thing we saw at night, the husband beat her, banging her head against the driveway. He would catch her when she ran away. Cops were called. Then, a while later, they moved in the dead of night, like all the others, leaving everything behind. When the house is empty, we hear screams and lights flicker. Even contractors do not work too long on the property, leaving scared. The new neighbors now have a daughter whom, in the dead of night, screams so loud that your blood goes cold. She's claiming she sees three spirits. Sadly, the mother disciplines the daughter and claims she's lying. The daughter even tells her mother that the flying man tells her to throw things over the wall, our wall, and due to us having dogs and take pride in keeping our yard clean, we've addressed this and repeatedly stated to stop throwing trash over. The dogs have also barked at the two bedrooms and get disciplined. I've been in the house once in my 20s, and the contractors left the property and left everything open. I just got the creepiest feeling ever, and my mother screamed that I needed to leave the house because of the darkness that was next to me. I did a cleansing on myself before entering the property, as I didn't want anything dark to attach to me and haunt my house. It's my house. It's the sweetest little girl haunting it. And since my dad passed, he also visits, but because we got new dogs after his death, they don't know it's my dad and bark at him as an intruder. My grand, who passed 5 years ago, also visits. My dogs that know her play in a circle when her spirit is there. So it sounds like a priest is renting out a demonic house.
It sounds like it. Maybe it keeps him in business, coming in, cleaning it.
It's just like totally bizarre on like why. It's just the fact that a priest is doing this, is renting this place out, and there's this dark of things happening there, and he doesn't want to accept it. I think that's just kind of the irony of the whole story.
Mm-hmm. It is, when he's probably one of the few people that could try and actually fix it.
Yeah. But my goodness, good for her for protecting her house and trying to deal with it. And I understand it's got to feel a little bit, you know, crazy trying to share this story with anybody, because it involves so many things and so many people that you just got to go, you know, you get in this house, it's not going to go well for you.
Well, and it sounds like, did she say she's a Wiccan?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it sounds like she got into that to protect her family.
Yeah.
You know, and usually I'm not a big proponent of getting into that, because it takes, you know, I mean, you can, it can go bad quickly if you don't know what you're doing.
Sure.
But it sounds like she's done the right thing.
Yeah. If you're doing it, case. You know, and it's not just let's become a witch one day, you know, it's
right.
It's this is my spiritual belief. I've led down this path and I discovered that this is really more in line with what I believe, and it goes that direction. I get that. And then sometimes you have people who are just like, I think it'd be fun to say I'm a witch, you know, or whatever, you know, but that's not, you know, that's not truly being that.
No, and, but this was more to protect her family from the curses of the people that were living there that were turning evil as they were living there.
Yeah. And I have no problem with that at all. You know, she's doing it seriously and for the right reasons. And that's what she feels is the, you know, that's her belief. And I respect that. And it's probably a good thing that she's into that, because it's probably keeping some things at bay that otherwise may not.
Yeah.
Be being kept at bay. Say that three times fast. Be being kept at bay. Be being kept at bay. Be being kept at bay. Be being kept at bay.
Okay, stop.
Good times. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you would care to share your real ghost story with us, we would love to hear it. Let's go over to a phone call and hear another ghost story. Hi, you are on the air.
Hey, Tony and Jenny, this is Tom from Virginia. I want to thank you for playing the Point Pleasant story, which is the last one I sent in. I wasn't sure if it was viable for the podcast due to it not being really a ghost story, but I thought it was weird enough to submit, so I appreciate you putting it on. I had a brother of my ex-wife passed away a couple weeks ago, and we used to have conversations all the time. ghosts, UFOs, government conspiracy, stuff like that, and really got into some deep conversations on different subjects. And he was 51 and passed away of a massive heart attack. And I'm giving him a couple weeks to get used to his new surroundings, and then I'm going to start doing some recordings and ghost box stuff. And I'll let you know if I hear from him. If there's anyone out there wanting to get in touch, it's probably him. But take care, Robbie, and we're going to miss you. So I wanted to talk about a couple of different things tonight. One is, I think, the relationship between coincidences and ghosts and pretty much all paranormal. I've had coincidences as long as I can remember that are just not the norm, you know, like you see a couple of numbers that match or something like that. It's constantly happening with me, and I'm going to give you a couple of examples. One was just about a week ago, and it's kind of funny, but we were at a lake. It was my sister had rented a house, and there was quite a few people there, probably a dozen people, and some were younger, you know, in their early 20s. I'm an older guy, but we set out to have dinner one night at this lake. In a restaurant, and we took two cars, and actually three cars, and I was in one of the cars, and I was talking to the guy about the, I won't mention the name of the lake, but there's a nuclear plant nearby, and they dump very hot water into the lake, and it gets very hot at times. And so I was making a joke about that, and then it kind of went on to, well, what else is being dumped in the lake, you know, and you know, so far there's not been any evidence of that, but I was making a joke about it. And I said something about, you know, you're going to wake up tomorrow morning with a third nipple. And we laughed and told a few more jokes and went on, had dinner. When we were coming back to the house, one of the other cars had pulled up before us, and we went in, and I swear to you, we walked into the kitchen, and one of the younger guys, probably in his mid 20s, is standing there with his shirt pulled up, and he's saying to his mom, I think I got a third nipple. And I mean, there's no way in the world he would have known what I just was talking about in the car. There wasn't time. I mean, we had all just walked in at the same time, so it's not like somebody got to him and told him to say that. So that's one. The other one has to do with numbers, and this just happened a few weeks ago. I was doing a search for my credit report, and I don't know if the most common one, you know, they give you two numbers, two groups, and one of them was 696 and the other group was 666, and I'm like, haha, you know, that's funny. And that's not that big a deal, because it's kind of the range the average credit report falls under. But about 5 minutes later, I'm playing a game of Free Cell, which I do quite a bit. And I don't know if you're familiar with the game, but it's rows of cards, like a deck of cards, and you just switch them around, put them in order, this type of thing, and you get them all out. So one of the rows had all four sixes in it, and three were in a row. And I got pictures of both the credit report and this, and it happened within like 5 minutes of each other. So that's the second. The really good one goes back about 20 years. And I used to work for an electric company in Virginia, and it was customer service, and it wasn't a busy office, and we had people who would come in and pay their bills. Well, when the home office got real busy, we'd get overflow calls from them with people calling in with billing questions. And I mean, it was pretty rare. I mean, we may have averaged, you know, six calls a day, if that, from the home office. So the woman that I worked with, it was just me and a woman that worked there for several years. And we were in there one day, and the phone rings. And she says, you better answer the phone, it might be your mother. Now, she has no idea why she said that. I have no idea why she said that. And my mom had been passed away for 10 years, and she knew that. And I pick up the phone, I get the customer's account number, and the name on the account that pops up right there is Edwin Joy. Now, Joy is not a common last name. It's not like Smith or Johnson. not even close. Matter of fact, if you look in the state of Maryland or Virginia, you probably find a dozen maybe. So the name was Edwin Joy. My mom's maiden name was Joy. And my dad's first name was Edwin. So that's a coincidence. That's a crazy coincidence. And so I don't think that happened by accident. Too many things happen like that to be accidental, in my belief. Anyway, so I'm going to move on to a couple of ghost stories here. I lived in an apartment in Berryville, Virginia for 2 years, probably the most haunted residence I've stayed in. And I tend to move, not to live somewhere more than 2 years or so. And this apartment was an old building that was renovated. It was actually built in the late 1800s and turned into apartments. I couldn't tell you when. But it was four stories at a basement and then three stories for the residences. And I lived on the top floor. And I don't know how long in, but it didn't take long to realize that, you know, there was some stuff going on in here. One of the first things that happened, to back up a little bit, I actually moved my bed. I used to sleep on an air mattress because I couldn't find a good mattress for my back. I have a bad back, and the air mattress was the most comfortable thing. So I moved my air mattress into the living room because my bedroom was just too freaky. And one night I woke up. I don't know what woke me up, but it's pitch black. And I look over and I see something red moving along the floor. I mean, like a neon red. And I focused my eyes on it, and it was a spider. And it was as big as my hand. If I made a fist, it would be about that size. And this neon red spider was walking across my floor and went behind, I think, a box or of something I had on the floor, maybe behind the TV or something. And I literally slapped myself to see if I was awake. I got up and walked over there and moved the box, and nothing was there. Another time, I was touched three times in my while I was wide awake. I had laid down and probably not close to sleep, but I knew I was awake. And I felt like a finger point jab me right around my ankle. And I don't know if you've ever been touched by a ghost, but what it feels like is if you I compare it to touching a fence that surrounds a horse, is like a low voltage fence, and you touch it, it kind of goes into your skin kind of deep. And that happened three distinct times, one on my ankle, and it moved up to like the calf area and then my knee. And that was kind of freaky. But the last thing that happened was on the night before I moved out, I did a little video, and I was speaking in the video and asking if there was anyone here and so on. Didn't get any verbal response. But out of the corner of my eye while I was videotaping, right above my closet door in the bedroom, I saw like a flash of red. And when I went back in later to look at the video, they looked like two red eyes. I mean, bright red eyes, about the same color as that spider, right over the closet entrance. And that was my experience in that apartment. A lot of other stuff happened and in those 2 years. And they even kept a lot of, it was an old library before they renovated it. And they kept a lot of books in the basement that I discovered when I was doing laundry one time in the back. And they probably had maybe 500 books stacked up in piles. And they were all incredibly old. So a lot of stuff there that would keep spirits hanging around. So that's it. I appreciate you guys, and I hope you're doing well. You take care, and thanks for putting these on the air. It really means a lot. Thanks.
I've never believed in coincidences. I think things happen for a reason, whether we understand why or not at the moment. But I think, you know, something I think was playing with you with the 666 number. I didn't feel like it was super dark, but because nobody likes to get that number. But I do believe that things happen for a reason. And I've never subscribed to coincidences.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think that there was something there. I don't know. I see that number a lot on things. And I don't know, you know, I don't know what it means, but I mean, I know what it means, but I've never really like had anything like that connects it where I'm like, oh, that was the omen to something bad happening. I guess I just see it so frequently.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Probably because of doing the show. It's one of those things that pops up quite a bit in stories or, you know, conversations. So it stands out more. It's kind of like how we started seeing redheaded kids everywhere after we had one.
True.
When we never really paid attention to redheaded kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, now every family's got one, you know?
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's the in thing to do is have redheaded children.
Right. You
know? Yeah. Now, you're probably right. It just, it stands out that much, much more than it otherwise would. Speaking of numbers and letters, I was just looking at, I had taken some photos over the weekend inside of a antique store. In a room that you refuse to enter.
I don't like going in there.
Why don't you like that room?
It feels weird.
What? Okay, explain it to me.
It just feels weird.
Like what feels weird about it? I know, but I'm just trying to understand it better. That's all.
Most of our listeners are going to understand when I just say it just feels weird.
Okay, I don't.
I don't know how to tell you how it feels, other than it feels weird to me.
Does it feel like there's a... Is it comparable to like... being around a person that's makes you uncomfortable? Is it comparable to like being in like a vulnerable place, like got on a walking trail and, you know, it's snake season?
Okay. It is like, say you're antiquing or shopping or something, you know, and like when you go antiquing, there's little booths, you know, and say you want to go in a booth, but there's already somebody there. And now it's kind of awkward to go in there, especially now with social distancing. But it feels like there's already somebody back there in that room, but there's nobody back there in that room.
Okay.
So it feels like a presence, but I can't get a read on good, bad, male, female, anything. Okay. It's just like I literally kind of stand there for a minute waiting for somebody to come out because, you know, it's almost like when you know the TV's on, you can hear it.
Sure.
It's like you can feel that there's somebody in that room, but there's nobody in that room.
I get you.
So I just say it feels weird because that's, and unless you have had that experience, it's hard to get that.
Okay. No, I appreciate you helping me understand that better of what you're meaning by that.
And the whole room looks like a Ouija board.
It does. And it's a room where they sell, you know, tin letters and numbers and all different shapes and sizes and stuff. And a lot of them are just reproductions, but it's a really cool room. And I took a picture because there's this cool, like, wooden doorway with a circle like porthole window on it too. And I love taking pictures at antique stores because I can find just weird, you know, shots of things. Anyway, I call it the Ouija room. I took a picture of it and I've decided because I post these pictures on our Facebook page and our Instagram accounts and I get so many people going, wow, that's a great picture. That's so good. That's so cool. You know, I've decided, and because there's places to do this online now, I'm going to start letting people buy them if they want to.
Okay.
And I make very little on it because the markup is next to nothing. I'm going to have a link up on our website very soon, if not by the time this airs, for one of those stores. I'm debating which one I want to use. I'm kind of between, there's a Curios, there's a Society 6, there's Zazzle, there's these different stores you can use that essentially order fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
And they print it for you. You can get it on as a poster. You can get it as all different. They offer all sorts of ways of doing it. But I'm going to start taking my creepy pictures and putting them out there and letting people use them as home decor.
It's been crazy because our community, which is a very small town, has a community Facebook page. And you started putting pictures up of...
The community,
but in a very different way. It's not... Oh, hi, welcome. You know, it's more so the creepy dark side. And people love it.
That, well, I've also done like rainbows, literally, too.
Yes, you have done rainbows. But the ones of the battlefield were, it was insane how many likes you got on that. But also, you know, you got a ton of likes on these creepy, weird ones. And people were like, oh, that's my booth. I love that. Thank you, you know. And it's just kind of like, I mean, you're a very talented photographer when it comes to seeing things differently than other people. You're not a sit down a family and take a family photo kind of photographer. No. You're more of a, what if I get it at this angle with that light?
It's kind of journalistic with a sense of art to it.
It's almost like cinematography, but it's not moving.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree.
So anyway, you have come up with some of the creepiest shit. Now, when I go to that antique store, there's no way I'm going to even go near that room because I used to go in the room next to it. Now, I'm just done with that. So, and those stairs have never looked so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for ruining one of my favorite places in the world.
All I'm doing is sharing that I'm selling some of my photos online.
You're showing the world how you see it through your eyes, and that ruins it.
Jesus. That's my wife, everybody. I like all the encouragement and...
No, I just talked about what an amazing photographer you are. It's just how you see things so differently. And I'm like, oh, pretty stairs. And you're like, the ominous staircase that leads up to scary pictures. And I'm like, okay, now I see how to look at it.
Well, in case you'd like it as a throw pillow, because I can get it printed as a throw pillow. See, look at this. Can you see that screen there better?
Yeah, I can see the big screen.
Okay, I'm going to put it up on that screen. Here you go.
No.
As a throw
pillow.
Do
not purchase that. Tony.
25% off store wide ends today.
Do not purchase that.
See all these different ways that people can.
And you know what? I think one of the weirdest things we got as a wedding gift. Do you remember when we got the blanket that had our faces on it?
I do.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
It was our engagement photo turned into a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The girls loved it. Or Livy loved it. And then Harper loved it because it's mommy daddy blanket.
Yeah.
But it was like, okay.
It was kind of like, who has a blanket with pictures of themselves on it? I don't know. It was kind of weird. Anyway, if you like my creepy artwork and photos that I take, they will very soon be available for you if you want to get them printed off onto a throw pillow or a poster or a framed piece of art to put in your office or wherever you want. They're cool. They're just interesting, weird ways of seeing things. And again, I'm making little to nothing off of them because the markups are like almost 95% or so goes straight to all of the processing and printing costs. But
it's just yet another way that you've taken a hobby and found a way to monetize it.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do.
I just like taking pictures, and I figure other people are saying they like them, so okay,
you can't
here.
Do anything just for the sake of it being fun and enjoyable for you.
It is. This is fun and making money is fun and enjoyable for me.
See, and then that makes me feel guilty when I have a hobby that doesn't make money.
It's nothing to do with
my hobbies cost money.
Sure, but I'm not looking at it as like a comparing thing of like, well, I'm making money off of my hobby, so you better too. No, I just like, well, other people are saying they really like this, so here you go. Enjoy. I don't care that I make much of anything on it. I'll put them out there in this form too. So that's all.
Okay.
But every little bit helps support the program. So those will be up there. People have been asking for, you know, a merch shop. This is, I think, going to be my merch shop. Very unique. It's not just like a coffee mug with our logo on it. It's going to be neat pieces of art.
Blankets with our faces.
From the show, and blankets with our faces as well. Yes. So some neat things that you can put around your house that aren't just like a podcast logo. It's pieces of art.
Yeah.
So it'll be cool. So anyway, that's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the program, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person, an EPP as we call it. You sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all of the bonus content, or sign up for a full year. And the annual membership gets you a month free. So check that out. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Jenny and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.